What mournful ditty or lamenting verse shall I compose this subject to rehearse? It being indeed most doleful to declare, doth wish all youth in time for to beware. If it was feigned or not true indeed, it should not in men so much dolour breed. Or had it been some fable or old thing, it might have passed without much sorrowing. But it is true and too lately known, 'twas done not fair from hence and clearly shown by men whose credits are well known at city. Come then and listen to my doleful ditty. Thus I begin: Will Rogers was his name, his parents and his kindred of good fame. These gave him education and good arts, by which he was endued with able parts. He an apothecary was by trade, by which it doth appear he learning had, for none can know the mysteries of that art without some knowledge or some good desert. Moreover, he in surgery had skill, and practiced it with success and goodwill. Of many grieved patients whom he cured, of their corrupted sores which they endured. His carriage was most mild and temperate, by which he love and estimation gat. He did not take any excessive gains, but often gave the poor his time and pains. His practice brought him into favor great, and caused him some means to gain and get, so that he did receive £200 by each year's practice, as it clear was found. His civil education did impart the knowledge of religion to his heart, whereby he able was account to give how he in Christ by faith alone did live. All these were hopeful blossoms in a youth that in their season might good fruits have proved, and caused him to have lived in good fame and died in the credit of his house and name. But see of this man's life the fatal change, when in the world he did begin to range. For presently all goodness was forgot, his latter course was to his first a blot. What pity 'tis that in so fair a face such spots and blemishes should possess a place, or that such good beginning should be left, or that men should be of such hopes bereft. We cannot blame Dame Fortune as the cause, nor yet religion which gives better laws, nor yet our parents or our master's care, nor yet accuse a planet or a star. All these are free and clear from any blame. 'Tis we ourselves that do procure our shame. It is our negligence that will not use our gifts aright, but often them abuse. So did this young man by lewd courses spend his time and means and stock which God did send. He vainly lavished out in toyish sport, mongst vain companions which to him resort. He left the counsel of his dearest friend, The pastor of the parish who did send directions grave and honest, just and good, all which this young man mightily withstood. He did forget his former promise made to God and others that sinful trade should quite be left, and that he would put on the practice of the pure religion. But wholly gave himself to wine and drink with company all times, which soon will sink a man's estate, the bane and source of ill, and doth all goodness and religion spill. Hence he grew careless of his patience lame, still swilling his carouses down amain, kept company, neglected church each time, slighted the use of the sacraments divine. So he grew settled in his sinful track, no friendly counsel could reduce him back, but obstinately still he did persist, and scornfully all counsel did resist. His pastor told him he would be so bold to excommunicate him from Christ's fold, which wrought upon his conscience so that he promised to divers a new man to be. But sickness, death's bold surgeon did arrest him that he failed of what he did protest, in which his visitation he exclaimed that hell was his, and that he was sure was damned. Visits were made, and counsel grave was given, that yet he might possess a place in heaven. But he still did rave and strive and curse and cry that he should go to hell immediately. Sometimes he blames his sin with some remorse, which had brought down God's heavy rod and curse. Then he advises others to beware of sin so even seeming to despair. He cries out fearfully that he must go to hell, the place of misery and woe, there to endure all torment, grief, and pain, millions and millions of ages to remain. And fearful 'tis to think that in such wise, in raging fury ends his life and dies. We cannot judge of his eternal state, but leave to him who rules all lives and fate. So you have heard his, and I wish you all to take a warning by his fearful fall of all lewd company and drinking too, which always are the harbingers of woe. Reject not counsel, nor God's ordinance scorn, nor yet church discipline as men forlorn. Follow your callings diligently still, so God shall keep you in your ways from ill. God bless our gracious sovereign queen and prince, with all the royal progeny that thence blessings may flow on all our nobles, and forever prove a blessing to our land.